This week, the Queensland government announced a new subsidy for drivers who want to purchase an electric vehicle. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk announced Queenslanders can apply for a $3,000 subsidy on electric cars under $58,000 in value. I started asking Group CEO of Motor Trace Association Queensland, Rod Camm, his thoughts on this subsidy.
So the Premier of Queensland yesterday announced that they would be providing a $3,000 subsidy to anyone who is purchasing an electric vehicle, a zero-emission vehicle, from 1 July this year. Now, they're prepared to pay that $3,000 for any vehicle up to a cap of $58,000, so cars that are priced $58,000 or less. We certainly think this is a good move. It brings Queensland in line with other states and territories, almost in line anyway, because the key thing around electric vehicles, whilst there's a lot of interest, but they tend to be a little bit more expensive at this moment. So this helps make them a little bit more reachable for more people.
Now, as you mentioned, Queenslanders can apply to this subsidy when the car's value is under $58,000. Do you believe it's an appropriate value when full electric vehicles at this point are over that price?
Well, there are now. Interestingly, the market is starting to respond anyway. So there's a number of vehicles that are under that price point, like Hyundai has a number. Certainly the new BYDs have some. MG is under that price point. So they're starting to appear. But you're right, most electric vehicles will be more expensive. In New South Wales and Victoria, their cap is $68,000, so an extra $10,000. Look, the key really is that the more that people buy electric vehicles, there'll be more of a market. And as there's more of a market, I think we'll start to see some downward pressure on price anyway. So that's the key, I think.
As we mentioned, electric vehicles at this point are kind of a bit of expensive. Do you believe this subsidy will contribute to produce more electric vehicles and why?
Look, I think it will. Look, I think people are genuinely interested in zero emissions. So, you know, we're all thinking of what the future world looks like in terms of climate change. But, of course, the subsidy's been released at a time when fuel in Queensland is rocketing. Well, it's already above $2 a litre and heading towards $2.50. So people are starting to think, wow, maybe an electric vehicle is a genuine alternative. And the batteries are better on electric vehicles, so that the range issue is being addressed. So, look, I absolutely think this will make a difference. They're saying there's a cap of 15,000 vehicles. Well, that's a lot, so we'll see how they go with that. But the other thing, Australians have embraced solar energy. So Australians have put solar panels on their roofs like no other country on earth. And you can now implement at home a smart charger for your electric vehicle that's designed to only draw power from your panels, not from the grid. So again, it makes the car stack up better in terms of affordability. So I do think it will make a difference, yes.
So what other benefits do you believe this subsidy or this announcement from the Queensland government will bring to Queenslanders?
I think it's mainly about saying, think about zero emission vehicles as an alternative if we're committed as a society to try and achieve zero emission targets. So it makes them have a look. It means car manufacturers are going to have to have a look at that $58,000 cap. And if a car's just a couple of thousand over that, can they adjust that to try and get it under the cap? So I think it will just create more interest in this emerging technology. And, of course, a lot of car manufacturers have said that they won't be making anything but electric vehicles by 2030. So it's really important as a society we start to understand what's available.
Now, at the moment, the Queensland government announced they won't charge a road user tax for electric vehicles, like in Victoria. Do you believe this could change in the future? And do you see this tax coming in the future in Queensland?
It's interesting, isn't it? That's a very, very good question. So the challenge governments have is they have to maintain all of this infrastructure around roads and things, and obviously the fuel excise pays for that. And electric vehicles, of course, if you have an electric vehicle, you're not paying the fuel excise. So it's good that the government's committed to not doing that, and that's our preferred policy position. But as the quantum of electric vehicles increase, once it gets to, you know, 20, 30, 40% of the electric fleet, that will be a significant issue in terms of the quantum of funding raised by the fuel excise. So, look, I'm hopeful that that doesn't change, but the cynic in me tells me over time governments will be forced to look at that.
That was CEO of Motor Trace Association Queensland, Rod Camm.